Welcome to the Friday, December 15th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 20th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. It will be our last episode of the 2023 calendar year, as we know families and staff will be traveling next Friday if they are taking off for the holidays. Our next episode will be on January the 12th after we return from winter break. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. And by the way, I'm your host, Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Lori Cranfill from Chapelwood Elementary. Congratulations, Lori. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. December is such a busy month, so let's go ahead and jump in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Lots of winter celebrations and performances throughout the district this week. Special events like the art show at Chapel Hill. We had several concerts this week at Westlake and Chapel Hill. Ben Davis High School, Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center Choir had the opportunity to perform at the Arts Garden just this past Wednesday. And of course, there were lots of special events like the Winter Wonderlands events at the preschool, Chapel Glen, and Stoutfield Elementary, just to name a few. On Thursday, our school board had a great visit with the Gators of Garden City Elementary School. Thank you so much for hosting, and thanks for walking our board through your special project. Also on Thursday, the opening night of the Ben Davis Theater production of Clue. If you missed it, there are three more opportunities to take in this classic whodunit performance inspired by the film and the board game. Come out and support our talented students this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 2 p.m. We'll make sure to put the link to purchase tickets in today's Briefings with Butts message. Finally, we have another state champion this year. Congratulations to the Ben Davis JROTC Rifle Team on their state championship just this past weekend. We look forward to recognizing them at an upcoming board meeting. Well, speaking of awards, I'm excited to have back and to welcome our guest, Dr. Shania Suggs. As you know, Dr. Suggs is our Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and really has been doing a lot of great work in the space of retaining and recruiting great staff, one of our pillars for our strategic plan. Last time we had Dr. Suggs on, we were talking about stay interviews. Today we're going to talk about, and I mention often when people ask me, what makes Wayne such a great place to be, to work, to send our children? I always say it's the people. And we know that we have amazing people in this district, and we want to highlight that. And so Dr. Suggs and Mrs. Templeman are working together on an effort to bring some bragging rights over to the West Side. Some more bragging rights, by the way. I mean, we have two state championships already, but certainly to bring some additional bragging rights and recognition to the West Side and to the MSD of Wayne Township. So, Dr. Suggs, tell us about this opportunity to highlight the MSD of Wayne Township and the people who work here.
I'd be happy to. Thanks, Dr. Butts, for having me so that we could talk about this top workplace that we want to highlight for Wayne Township schools. It's a wonderful opportunity to highlight, as you just mentioned, the amazing people, the dedicated staff we have here for the reasons that they stay, including the culture, the pride we have in our traditions, the diversity in our community, our amazing community partners, all the successes of our students. We want to highlight those things to help the wider community understand why this is a top workplace. Mm-hmm. And how do we have that happen? Is that just a short survey? We want as many staff as possible. We'd like all staff to participate, but just share in that survey why this is a great workplace. We are looking to send that survey out district-wide beginning the week of December 18th, and we have a nice wide window to get that completed, but we will finish up that data collection January 16th. We are working with a company known as Energage. They do this work in helping companies highlight their strengths in the community. And the award and the distinction we're really working towards is Indy Star's top workplace with the opportunity to be recognized nationwide.
So I know that we're going to be able to get this. I know that that staff will respond, and we'll get the responses we need. It's important to point out, as you mentioned, because we do phishing campaigns in our IT department. So people sometimes get leery about opening up that email for those free tickets to the Pacers games, right? So this email's not coming from the MSD of Wayne Township. This email's coming from
Inner Gauge.
All right. So I'm assuming that they'll send it out multiple times for those who don't maybe catch it the first time or gets caught in deep in an inbox. We know, especially over break, people may not be checking their email, so they may get quite a few to go through when they get back. So how often might they expect?
So every couple of days, the way we understand it is that if we do not get a response, they definitely will send out a reminder.
And what comes with this recognition? So I know that there's some businesses on Rockville Road here in Wayne Township. They've hung a banner up just highlighting that they're a top workplace this year for 2023 with the Indy Star. What other things come with that for the MSD of Wayne Township other than some bragging rights?
Well, the bragging rights are the biggest piece. In terms of both recruitment and retention of staff, it will feel really good to have that distinction and just put a stamp on what we already know as staff members here in Wayne, but more importantly, the wider community to understand that if they're looking for a wonderful place to be and to serve children, this is the place to look.
One of the things, we did an interview just this past week, and it hasn't come out yet, but we did an interview with Chalkbeat and WFYI talking about our current negotiated teacher agreement and how the MSD of Wayne Township has the highest starting salary of any Marion County district. But we know that money is just one factor. It's not even the most significant factor on why people come to work in the MSD of Wayne Township or why they work anywhere. What are some of the other reasons that you've highlighted, and I know that you do in your work as you talk to people about why this is a great place to work?
Absolutely. Not too long ago, we talked about the stay interviews, and these sentiments are not those that come directly from me, but collected data from our employees who say they really love the culture here in Wayne Township, love the connection we have with students, love all of the pathways and the ways that we serve our community, the relationships that are built amongst staff, and just the culture. This is my 31st year here in Wayne. Yes, that means I'm biased, but I also can speak to how we support one another to really do the best work we can for our community.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you've been here longer than I have. You are a resident of Wayne Township. Mm-hmm. Your three children are graduates of Ben Davis High School. Tammy and I have lived here for 18 years. I never would have in my life been able to guess that I could tell anybody that I lived anywhere for that length of time, but it truly is about this amazing place called Wayne. And
absolutely.
Of course, we love working here in the MSD of Wayne Township. So again, we're going to encourage all staff, make sure to look for that email from Enter Gauge. We'll start coming to our inboxes next Monday, just here in a couple days, December the 18th. And we have until January the 16th. To complete that, we want to encourage every staff member to make sure that they are filling out that survey and sharing their thoughts with Energage as we work towards being a top workplace from the Indy Star for 2024. Dr. Suggs, thank you again for joining us. I think you are now our most visited professional here on Briefings with Butts, so we appreciate you giving of your time and sharing this information with us.
Thank you.
Well, good luck to the Ben Davis boys basketball team in tonight's away game against our rivals to the east, the Warren Central Warriors. And on Saturday, they are home against the other purple team here on the west side, Brownsburg High School. Also tonight, the sweetest event of the year, the Wayne Township 4-H Annual Cookie Auction, happening at the Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Friday, December the 15th. And the official countdown is on to winter break. Just a reminder, not that you need to be reminded, but all district offices will be closed during the first week of winter break. That will be December 25th through the 30th. And we will reopen after the new year on Tuesday, January the 2nd. We look forward to welcoming all of our staff back on Monday, January the 8th. And our students will return on Tuesday, January the 9th. Forecast looks great. Does not look like we're going to have any snow, so we are looking forward to having everybody back January 8th and 9th. We hope that you have a happy holidays and a wonderful winter break. But before we end this episode for the last episode of 2023, We want to make sure to remind you, tune in for our next episode, January 12th, 2024, for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Also want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great winter break.